and more gadgets. This is not a single fork. Forking.
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 Oh, fork is not a gadget.
I'm forking Natalia.
And I'm Candace. And you know what? I realized that we did. I guess we did talk about the difference between tools and gadgets at the end of last episode.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't forget.
Yeah, because I asked, I was like, is a knife a tool or a gadget? Because I didn't want to just talk about knives because they're the best.
But yeah. And the thing is people use gadgets to avoid using knives.
Yeah, and that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, so knives are tools.
But I feel like they use all gadgets to avoid using something else. Unless, like I said, unless it's something that does a multi-function
like
item.
The funny thing that and the reason why we kind of got into this conversation was that Natalia was grilling something and using tongs.
Yes, at the kitchen. Yes,
at the kitchen, and we'd noticed the night before what a hard time. And this is in general, but it came to light that night. What a hard time people have with tongs.
There are three things that I think that every kitchen, every person that cooks, a spatula, high heat spatula, tongs, and I forgot the third one.
Knife?
A knife, yes, thank you. Jesus God. Help me. Give me some coffee. Those are three things that are very important and very vital, but I don't think most people, I think the men and women that grill are a little more used to tongs, but even those tongs don't like bounce back.
No, but also people who grill use those grill forks all the time and spear their food.
No, really?
Yeah, they do, which is so bad.
So bad.
So bad. We'll talk about that another day.
But, yeah.
But yes, it's bad.
Anyway, tongs are great.
Yeah, but people have a problem with tongs.
They fly out of their fucking hands.
Yeah.
They'll hold them and then they go ting, and they're not like, this isn't like a high pressure fucking spring loaded.
No.
And they'll fly off, they're out of their hands onto the floor, and I'm like,
yeah. And these aren't people with, you know,
these are not baby people.
They don't have any kind of physical challenges.
No. These are normal.
These are just people that are everyday people.
Yeah. That obviously don't use tongs to cook with.
Apparently
and I use
not.
Them all the time. I don't need a fucking expensive one.
No.
You know,
but tongs, they're a great extension of your arm.
They are, but if you don't know how to use it and you see
they
it, they can't even
spring out of your hand.
They just fly all over the fucking place. But they're great to pick things up and move them around. They're great to flip things over in a pan. And
oh,
I don't understand, what do people use?
They
a
use
fork?
Fork. They use a fork. They use a knife.
Oh my God.
They do that in class all the time too.
Okay.
Okay,
we digress.
We're getting way
this
far
This was a
afield.
Rant and rave
yeah.
segment of our program. So,
I started last time, so you start this time.
Okay, so this item that I'm going to discuss that I did not bring with me because I do not have one, and I hadn't gone to a friend's house who had random shit on their countertop. I'm indifferent about this, and you're going to argue with me when I first tell you about it.
Okay.
But then I have an argument for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
The garlic press. When we get people in class and Candace has to discuss with them what real garlic is, and then we chop it up into little pieces,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh God, I never do this. I always use my garlic press. Here's why I'm indifferent. It's cheating.
Yeah.
Because you can just fucking do it with a knife. I understand it takes practice and it takes doing it, but I put garlic in most everything. And if I think most people that like garlic do that,
mm-hmm.
which means you're going to do it every night. So you might as well just fucking practice. And it's not very big. A garlic clove is not large.
No.
So it's not like it's super time consuming. So it is cheating. However, my argument towards the pro of it is they're using real garlic.
Yes, there
so
is that.
So I appreciate the fact that they are using real garlic and not the jarred shit.
Yes.
Or the pasty shit or any other kind of shit that's not garlic.
Yeah.
So they are using fresh, real garlic. They are making it small and they're not using the processed stuff.
True.
So I'm on the fence with this one.
Okay. Well, and as an aside, the garlic that you buy in bulk that is peeled,
mm-hmm.
but is still whole cloves, that's okay.
Yeah, because it's still garlic.
It's still garlic, and I understand needing to have that sometimes.
And it molds and it goes bad, so it's not
very
like
fast.
There's a bunch of shit in there.
No,
yeah.
No. Here's my thing. I think that when you use a garlic press, First of all, it mashes the garlic.
It does. There's only one level, one setting.
Yeah, there's just one, setting. And you leave a lot of garlic behind.
You do. And it's a one-trick pony.
And you can't get it out.
I mean, you wash it out.
Well, I know, but it's hard. You can't get it out to use the garlic, I'm saying.
No, I know. I know.
So if someone out there has another use for a garlic press, I'd love to hear what that other use might be.
I mean, agree.
Maybe, okay, I think one thing you could use with a garlic press, you could make Play-Doh spaghetti.
Well, you could. You could.
Yeah.
Could you make a shape of pasta? No.
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe. I don't think you could get enough pasta dough in there.
That would take a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a one-trick pony.
It's not really an extruder.
It's... however, if you have an item that you extrude in the garlic press, let us know.
Or if you think, you know, if you totally disagree with
any of the shit we're talking
about. Anything we're talking
about. Or you agree. Or you just want to fucking email us. Please, just give us some. Guys, everybody needs some fucking human interaction. Let us know you're out there. Fucking talk to us. Come on.
We love it.
Or if there's a gadget that you want us to talk about or you want to know how we feel about it, you know, we'll let you know.
Yes, absolutely.
So again, indifferent about this because I know that the world is a cheating, lazy world. Wow, that sounded really fucking negative. You know what I mean. And
Debbie Downer.
Everything sucks. And if you're going to use real fucking garlic.
Okay.
Okay. But
we'd much rather you just chop it.
Use a fucking knife.
You don't need. And they take up. I mean, they're kind of bulky.
They take up space. Well, and like, you don't always need squished garlic. Like, maybe sometimes you need like a sliced.
Yeah.
Then what are you going to do?
Well, you're not going to use a garlic press.
You're going to get a fucking knife?
Oh, I guess you're going to have to.
Get a fucking knife.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's mine. I'm kind of...
Okay, we're kind of on the fence.
On the fence with that one.
I mean, I understand a lot of the gadgets. I understand why people use them. I just think it's wrong.
Yeah. Well, okay. You're just wrong.
You're just wrong.
So what do you have a like, a dislike today? What's yours?
Ta-da! Okay.
She brought hers with her. What that noise was.
Because we're at my house in my kitchen.
And I have one.
Yes. This is an immersion blender.
This is not a one-trick pony.
No. No. Now, people, I'm going to put it down, so that's what you're going to hear. It's one of those things where people, I think, they don't think about it.
Okay, so explain to people what an immersion blender is.
All right, so...
A stick blender.
It's a stick, that's another word for it. This comes in two pieces. A lot of times they're one piece. Mm-hmm. I find that the one piece ones, unless you buy a giant one, the blade... is not big enough to do. It's not as big as this blade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Plus, I just think this is easier to clean when it comes in two pieces.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So, okay. An immersion blender is really handy, especially when you have large quantities of soup.
Marinara. Or sauce of some kind.
Something that's really hot.
Yes.
That you put the immersion blender down into... the whatever it is, the sauce or the...
But it needs to be liquid.
It needs to be liquid. To be liquid. I whipped cream with it the other day.
Yes, you did.
So you just put it down in there and press the, you know, on-off switch, and it just does its thing.
One setting.
Yeah. It purees.
Yes.
Very nicely. You have to really move it around.
It really does.
And so this way you avoid, especially when you have hot soup or something like that, pouring it into a blender.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, without an immersion blender, throwing it into a Vitamix or whatever kind of blender you have.
Is your only option.
To puree.
Make it smooth, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And then another fucking thing to wash, which we all know that makes me insane. So this is a much smaller item. So if you do need
It's handheld.
It's handheld. You just take the top off and you wash it. You rinse it. Can you throw that in the dishwasher?
Yeah.
The top?
I throw the top in the dishwasher all the time. Yeah. So it's electric. It's got a pretty long cord. So it's, you know, it can go all over your kitchen.
Yeah. Immersion blenders are pretty handy. And I think people either don't know about them or forget about them or don't. That's one that's like...
They think, well, they don't know what to do with it.
I think that's a good item to buy as a gift for somebody.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. With a good manual. Because they don't know what to do with it.
Also, side note, if you're using an immersion blender and you lift it up out of the liquid, it is going to spray it fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
So you leave it down into the liquid.
I mean, it's like a technique kind of thing. You just have to practice with it.
Ooh, technique.
Yes.
It's a technique.
It's a technique. Well, so that you don't pull it out.
So and you, make a big mess, so which we've all done. So we know that that's what you can do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
What else do you want to talk about today?
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind giving Imperfect Foods another little nudge.
Yeah, we're really trying to get them on board, aren't we?
We kind of like them. So we're gonna call you Imperfect Foods. Yeah. If we don't hear, well, we'll
1-800
call you
Imperfect Foods.
Email you. Because we haven't had a lot of success calling
that'll
people.
That'll work really well. Yeah, nobody will be
on the
other end.
I'm going to find your contact information and see if you want us to talk about you continually. Well, you know, because honestly, Imperfect Foods is helping with food waste.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been Earth Day recently and people are, you know, concerned with climate change and, you know, reducing our carbon footprint. And the other day I was listening to or watching a video with Jack Black.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about how vegans, he said he's not a vegan, but how vegans really the way they eat are helping with climate change and preserving the planet.
Right.
Because cow farts. Because the methane from all the cows is impacting the climate.
Okay, so wait, is that good or bad?
Cow farts are bad.
So then don't you want to eat more cows so you have less farts?
No, because you have to have more cows to eat cows.
Cows eat cows?
No, you have to have... If you're eating cow... Oh, stop it. If you're eating beef, there have to be cows.
Yeah, but then there's more farts.
Exactly. So, if you're vegan, you don't eat meat.
Okay.
Or meat, or you don't use meat products at all. So, you don't have any need for cows.
Farts.
Or farts.
Or farts. Vegetables do make you fart, though, and poop a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think they're talking about human farts.
Because those are good for the environment.
I guess they're not as bad as cow farts.
I've had some that are pretty rough. I disagree.
Well, we're not going there. I guess we already did, though.
It's like that one I told you about that was like years ago or whenever it was, that story about that person that worked at the post office.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were sorting mail or what, and they just let out one and they didn't say anything. And it was like awful. And we've all had one of those just like fucking like makes your eyes water. Like you feel like you can see the green fucking smoke. And they didn't say anything. And then someone was like, oh my God, I smell like natural gas. And so like the fire department was called and like everything, it was all like evacuated. And they never said anything. Like, they never. You can't at that point.
What are you
going
to do?
Oh, I farted.
Oh, God. Imperfect Foods. Aren't you glad that you're part of this conversation?
Aren't you all glad? All of you listening out there in the world. It's a natural thing. It's natural. It's life. It's okay.
It's just part of life.
It's just part of life. We all fart.
So we'll be back next time with more gadgets, possibly ones we like, and possibly more likely ones we don't like.
Or because I'd be indifferent. Do you already know what you're going to do next time?
No, I don't. Okay. I haven't thought about it. But I'm definitely going to find a couple that I don't like. So I'm not just...
Oh, that's going to be really hard for you.
I'm going to work at it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Is that it? Do you have anything else to add on your garlic press?
No, I don't. I'm at a loss with that one.
I'm done with the immersion blender as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll say stay fresh.
Fart bags.
One of the ways not a single fork is possible is through the Girl Can Cook cooking studio and kitchen.
Yes.
Where we have a brick and mortar recreational, beautiful. A beautiful brick and mortar mm-hmm. recreational cooking studio mm-hmm. where home cooks come and learn hopefully new skills.
New recipes. Something to add to their repertoire.
Because we want people to cook more at home.
And feel more comfortable doing it.
And enjoy it.
Yes.
Not make it
stressful.
No. We try to take the stress out of cooking for people. So that is how Not a Single Fork is possible.
So you'd go to thegirlcancookschool.com and you'd see a calendar of our classes that are coming up and you just sign up right there.
Exactly. And you can find us on Facebook, Chef Candace Connolly, The Girl Can Cook. If you are in our vicinity, we're found in the Rose District, which is a historic district in downtown Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And we're there to entertain and teach you all kinds of fun cooking skills.
And it's a fun night out.